Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to the Buddhist Biohacker. My name is Lisa Gunshore. I am your host, and it is Tarot Tuesday, and it is the best Tarot Tuesday because it's the October one, right?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Me too. And of course, I'm here with Marlene. I'm so happy to see you, Marlene. I feel like it was too long.
I know. It really feels like it's been forever. I know it was just last month, but I think maybe because I was used to like, oh, I get to see you every couple of weeks. It was like, it feels like 2 months.
Yes, it totally does. It's like really feels like it's been a while. Mm-hmm. So Tarot Tuesdays, we've moved it to the third Tuesday of every month because the schedule is a little crazy, but we're going to continue this journey in 2021, which I'm excited about.
I love it so much.
Oh, me too. And so everybody who's joining in the live, please, please, please throw your questions into the chat, whatever you'd like to know. We have our October witchy hats ready right here. I can't figure this out because it's like backwards on the screen. There we go. And so I would really love, yes, Cheryl, I got my hat. And hi, everybody. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, Tamia.
Hi, Jackie. Everybody's here. So yeah, specific questions, please. So you can do general, but I think like with Tarot, it's good to have specific. But throw your questions in there if you have them. And welcome to everyone who's joining in the live. So the third Tuesday of every month is Tarot Tuesdays with Marlena and I. We do Tarot readings. I've got my cards.
I've got my cards too. You know, I love my Shadowscapes deck. I've got my Light Seekers right here too. And then I have this special, well, it's an Oracle deck, but it's the Everyday Witch Oracle deck. And I figured, you know, since it's October, since it's around Halloween, why not pull out it's the cutest little deck. And I love it so much. It's great for like setting morning intentions and everything. And it's bringing that little bit of magic into every day. So figure 'tis the season, you know, might as well just bring it in.
I was reading, I was like really on fire this morning because I've been reading a few different things, a book and a magazine, a few different things about witches. And Oh my gosh, you guys, just, you know, the propaganda against, you know, women who are healers and just really amazes me. So I'm happy to honor the good witch, the white witch, that version today for sure. I'm pretty excited about that. And don't forget everybody to click subscribe. We are so close to hitting 2,000 subscribers. We're so close.
That is so exciting.
I know. So we just need a few more. And it looks like we've got some questions coming through. So TV Girlfriends Dressing Service. I like that handle. That's a pretty cool handle. Throw me a question and I'll do a question for you. So Marlena, who do you want to do first?
Let's see. Last first. Okay,
Jackie's asking what book. And I was reading Witches, Midwives, and Healers, but I just ordered Waking the Witch too. I'm kind of interested about that. And so that's the book. Okay, go ahead, Marlena.
Okay, I'm going to look at, since Tamara asked a specific question, she said, will a breakthrough come with my music and will I start getting noticed? So I'm going to pull some cards from you, Tamara.
All right, I'm going to do Burnett. Burnett says she wants to know about love in her near future, so I'm going to do her here. Everyone loves her hat. I'm so glad.
Thanks, guys.
I don't know if anybody knows this, but next week I have Patrick back talking more about paranormal communication. So I'm starting to have my witch hat back on. Also.
That is so exciting.
Sarah's saying everyone hit the like button. Yes, like, subscribe, comment, please do. We love all you guys so much. And we're going to continue this in 2021. We have a huge lineup already for next year. So, all right. Burnett, I'm focused on you here. All right, go for it. I'm letting you go first.
Okay, so Tamara was asking about her music. So right now, basically I pulled a little bit of like a path ahead, road ahead, how things are looking, you know, where you are, first step, next step, what to look out for. So where you are now, I pulled the King of Swords. Mm-hmm. So, and I decided to use the Light Seer's Tarot because it's just such a bright and creative deck. And since you're a musician, I figured, you know, all those bright, bold colors. And, you know, I've always said this is like my little musically inclined deck. I cleanse it with songs because that's what it likes. So I pulled this deck for you. And your first card was the King of Swords. So basically in this present moment, it would make sense that if you've been doing a lot of kind of thinking about the work that you're doing, it's been very logical, a lot in your head, maybe not a lot of physical action or measurable action has been happening, but there's been a lot of either thinking about it or planning for the future, or maybe even wondering if it's still logical to keep going after this thing. You might be having a little bit of those, the voice in your head that's like, do I grow up and do the adult thing and, you know, go get a desk job that would be the logical choice from the King of Swords, or do I keep moving forward? So the next step is the King of Pentacles, right? So what I'm thinking is that because sometimes court cards can represent external people, sometimes they can represent parts of yourself. For the King of Pentacles in this situation, I think it represents an external person. So I'm thinking that maybe you're going to come across someone who has a good head for business, someone who's really practical, so that you don't have to be in your King of Swords space wondering, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Am I planning correctly? And that you'd be able to meet someone, like maybe it's a manager or an agent or something, someone who knows the answers to those questions for you, so that you would just be able to focus on your creative, you know, decisions and making new music, and they'd be able to focus on the business side, making sure that you make wise foundational decisions, that you don't sign anything that you don't want to sign. Because looking forward, it does look good, but it's always important to have that person in your field who's grounded, who's like, maybe we don't sign the first thing, we read the whole thing, we make a good choice. You know, it might not seem like the bigger deal at first, but perhaps this deal is better. This is the kind of person that maybe you should be keeping an eye out right now for, really having that strong member in your team. And that person is going to be helpful moving ahead because, like I said, the cards moving ahead do look favorable. Now, when it comes for what to look out for, it's the Queen of Pentacles reversed. So in this progress, you know, I think things are probably going to get rolling pretty quickly, judging by the other two cards that I pulled. I think it's really important that you stay grounded, that you don't lose your sense of self, and that, you know, if you did get that deal that was, you know, really good money up front, that you're not just immediately spending it as if it's always going to be there or as if it's immediately going to grow, because sometimes you hit that first step and then it takes a little while to work on that level and then you get to the next level. You know, it's a bit of a slow burn sometimes, and nobody's really an overnight success. It's always like, I worked for 10 years and then I was an overnight success, you know? And so just being wise in that section, in that chapter, and making sure that you stay grounded, that you stay true to yourself, that maybe you don't become someone who's a little flaky or, you know, not who you used to be, but in the sense that you're not grounded anymore. Of course, you're allowed to grow, but just remain grounded. And then for the likely outcome, I pulled two cards. The first one is the Ten of Pentacles, which to me says that, yes, some kind of like physical, financial success would be coming soon. So if that's not, you know, a deal or something, it might just be that maybe someone wants to use, you know, music in a commercial or something, that it's going to pay off regularly or in the long run. It's something that you're starting it now and it's going to have long-term benefits for you. And the reason why I was saying everything else looked so good is because the last card I pulled was the Star. I mean, come on. So this is definitely a good time for you to be putting yourself out there. Now, putting yourself out there and being mindful that you're looking for this kind of person on your team. If you have them on your team already, then being mindful that you're listening to this person, because in your excitement, you know, you might be like, but this is an offer, jump, jump, jump. You should listen to the person who has the expertise and knows, you know, what is real and what's fake, you know? But yeah, I mean, anything with the Star, and you've got the Ten of Pentacles, I think it looks very promising soon.
Love that so much. And I did Burnett. She wanted to know about love in her life. And I went ahead and I threw the Celtic Cross. I had to move my computer because I was like, it was like really close to me. But anyway, I did the Celtic Cross. So it's down here. And I also realized like my cup, I love this coffee mug. And it says, some days you have to put on the hat and remind people who they're dealing with. And I didn't even think about that was my cup. And then we were talking and I was like, oh my gosh, I totally have my witch cup today.
So got the uniform.
The magical witches who did all sorts of good healing things across the world, all of these generations. So Burnett, your love life. So the short answer is not quite yet as far as getting love in your life, not quite yet. However, that said, you know, we have control over our timelines, and more so now, I think, than ever before do we have control over our timelines. So one thing I want you to know is you do have a flash of energy, Burnett, for the season of fall in about 7 weeks. So the season of fall in my cards is the actual season. So that started in the Northern Hemisphere, September 20th or September 21st, and it goes until December 21st. I think it's the 21st is the solstice. So when that 7 weeks from now, it's October 20th. So you're talking like, what is that? Beginning of December? So you still have the opportunity to bring love in right around the beginning of December. You also looks like you have the opportunity. If it doesn't happen by then, it's probably not going to happen until March-ish, around spring break kind of time period, like third, fourth week of March. And the reason, or the holdup, or the reason it might take longer is because it looks like you have experienced some life changes that are going on. So what my cards are showing, I actually have the Tower in here. You have some, and you also have the Hierophant, which is education and training, and then the Tower is like complete change and collapse. So when I look at this, Burnett, it looks and feels to me like you've had a lot of change this year. I don't know who hasn't, but you've definitely had a change in like a collapsing of belief systems. And when that happens, we have to rebuild those belief systems and like really sort out who we are before we can bring in the mirror to who we are, right? Because a partner is a perfect mirror to who we are. And in order to bring that in, you kind of have to figure out who you are. So the full circle of all of this is there is an opportunity for you to bring somebody in probably beginning of December, like right after Thanksgiving, but you want to get really, really clear on who you are. So your inner work is to really look at everything that's changed, get clear on who you are, and be able to step into that so that you can bring in the partner that you want. If you don't do your inner work and you end up pushing it off, it's probably going to be later. That would be my advice. And I'm going to shut my door because my kids are really loud. But and I will go ahead. TD girlfriend wrote back and said, will the relationship with my boyfriend be a long-lasting, happy one? So I will read that. And Marlene, I'll let you take it away while I close my door. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I'm going to read for Sarah, asking where she's going to be headed personally in the next 6 to 12 months. Jackie, if you want to get a little more specific with your love question, then I'll answer that one next. But I'm going to answer Sarah's first. So where she's headed personally in the next 6 to 12 months. Let's see.
How fun is this? I love doing readings live. It's so fun. Who would have thought?
Me too.
I know. All right. TD girlfriend.
Okay. So, see, Sarah, the next 6 to 12 months. So, right now, so the period you're in right now, basically what I've done is I've broken them up into basically like segments, you know, of time. So this period that you're in right now, either this is something you're experiencing or this is what's coming in the next, let's say, 6 to 12 weeks, is the Ace of Cups. So the Ace of Cups is all about the stirrings of emotion, like fresh inspiration, or if you're just starting to feel curious about like intuition, it's just the very, very first drop of water into the cup of your feelings or your intuition. And it's going to be a period where you're getting that kind of curiosity, that tingling, like if you want to do something creative, it could be any one of a few things. It could be that you start feeling like you're ready to go after a creative endeavor. It could be that you're feeling ready to lean into more spiritual research, that you're feeling those, your own intuition and wanting to lean into it. Or it could also be that you're feeling those stirrings, like maybe if you've been closed off for a while, or if you've been feeling a little jaded about love, that you're starting to feel a little more optimistic about emotions and relationship and just softening. It's the beginning of that like softening moment. So the next part is the Knight of Wands. And again, it's kind of like, well, okay, in the context, it could either be a person who would be someone that's kind of like riding into your life and is here for fun, you know, for a good time, not for a long time. That kind of person that, you know, it's definitely short term, but it's fiery and it's fun. Or it could be that you've listened to yourself and those stirrings and you've decided you're going to go full speed ahead with whatever that inkling of inspiration was with the Ace of Cups. So, I mean, you know your situation right now. So it could be either one of those things. But I'm thinking it's a person. That's what I'm thinking. So the next one, next period that you want to be a little aware of, because I'm thinking that this is more of like a little love going on. And if you're feeling ready to love again and you have someone like that in your life, just be aware of look out for yourself, essentially. Like, you don't have to jump into everything, you know, immediately when you first meet that person, because we've got the Seven of Swords. And so you want to make sure that you're not being taken advantage of, but you also want to make sure that you're not someone who is, you know, sabotaging the relationship before it gets off on the right foot. So just enter it as you are. It's like how we were talking about knowing yourself and having the foundations of yourself before you find your mirror. If you're secure in who you are and you're just more observing how this is going instead of deciding you want it to go a certain way and playing games kind of, or, well, they didn't respond in this way, so something must be wrong. Just see how it goes, but be aware. If someone shows you who they are, take it as it is. Like, you don't need to try to explain it away. Well, oh, they're having a rough time, any of that kind of stuff. If they're showing you who they are, believe it the first time. Because once you've gone through all that, so you've gone through the stirrings of, you know, being a little more emotional, having that fiery event, and then just taking people as they are. It's the Three of Pentacles, which I've always loved this artwork for this too. And that's all about, you know, teamwork and really lifting each other up, doing the work. So understanding, again, that if, you know, even if you're still in a relationship, and this might be stages of, you know, periods in the relationship that you're in, because, you know, relationships always go in cycles, and, you know, you have hot periods, you have cold periods, it's like that. And so this is just that reminder that relationships will always take work, but it should be happy and heartfelt teamwork where you're supporting each other. It's not supposed to be like a tug of war kind of work. You're lifting each other up, you're both doing the work, but you're understanding that it's a masterpiece that you're creating together. So to me, I would say next 6 to 12 months look like it's going to be a learning period for you when it comes to relating to others, but you're going to come out on the other side of it as a much better partner for people.
Love it. Man, I bought a new deck, but it's on order, and I just am dying to get some new cards now.
Which one did you get?
I got the one that, now I'm not going to remember the name. It's the one that you had.
The Lightseer?
Yeah, maybe that one, Lightseer. Yeah. So I'm just waiting. Yes, I think it's that one. I'll double check and look in my cart. I can't remember, mm-hmm. but I think that's it. But I'm just like so excited to get new cards. All right, so TV girlfriend, here is what we've got for you. So your question was, will your boyfriend and you be in a long-lasting relationship? And, you know, I threw the Celtic cross, and first things first is, you know, part of the Celtic cross is right in the center. It tells you, like, where you are in the present moment. Like, this is where you are. And where you are is actually the Knight of Swords. And the Knight of Swords, I always call him the swooper, you know, because he's swooping in. I mean, look at him. He's, like, swooping in with his sword, and he's moving. Yeah. And, you know, the Knight of Swords can be that, you know, your boyfriend was the swooper, like he came in and you guys met and everything's moving really fast, or it could be you or it could be both. So how I read this today and what my intuition is telling me is that you guys moved pretty fast into this relationship. And so you've moved into this relationship. There's definitely feelings there. You have the Magician crossing you. Your cross on the Celtic cross is your support or your obstacle. And in this case, it's definitely your support or your influence, because the Magician is a new beginning. So just from those two cards alone, it looks like you guys met, you came into a relationship, it's been moving pretty quickly, and it's this whole new beginning, and it's exciting. You have a bunch of BS in your past. You've definitely been hurt before. Who the heck hasn't been? I hate to say, but you've come from a place where, you know, you felt down, you felt disappointed in relationships, and it looks like there was a recent dramatic ending to a relationship, whether that was you or your boyfriend, but it's influencing this relationship because it's causing you to not trust. That is what I would say. Now, here's the speed bump. You are coming up into a speed pump within a three months between now and the end of the year. I think you guys are going to hit something between now and the end of the year that's some kind of disappointment or something that kind of, and maybe you're in it right now, which is why you're asking. It could be, I suppose, but, you know, there's some kind of speed bump you're going to hit. But as long as you can pass over that, this is actually looking like there's a possibility here for the long-term relationship. So the short answer to your question is, I do think this could be a long-term relationship if you can get through the speed bump. And part of why that speed bump is there, part of why I read the Celtic cross, is because what is in your past, all that baggage from the past, is influencing the speed bump in the future. So whatever the two of you have brought in from as baggage into this relationship, being a new relationship, it's going to impact you in the near future. If you guys can work through that with open communication, trust, love, and respect for one another, I think you have the potential to move. If you get caught up in the drama, move forward into something positive. If you get caught up in the drama, I think what's going to happen is you might begin to question the relationship and not sure if you want to stay in it. So at the end of the day, it's about you wanting to commit to the relationship and trusting that it's not going to go where the other relationship went in the past. And also, this is what's above you in the Celtic cross, and it's you, Queen of Pentacles, it's you. You are the one leading and guiding and co-creating this relationship. So don't forget that you have more control than you think. Okay, there you go. Who are you doing right now? I got to pick someone now.
I'm going to answer Jackie's because she asked earlier. I just wanted a little bit more specificity.
Okay, did we answer Angie's?
I don't think so.
I'm going to do Angie. She said, what would the outcome be if I stayed on the path of learning theta healing?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm actually gonna get my shaman oracle. Ooh, hold on.
Okay, Jackie. So, what does your love life look like in the next 3 months? So, I'm looking at you know what's going on in here first, and I feel like I've pulled an oracle card just to sum up kind of like what the lesson is. And the card that I pulled it from the Everyday Witch deck. It's affirmation for healing the heart. Okay, so I think these next 3 months are going to be really important to cultivate that safe space, like creating this environment within yourself where like both of the people in the picture are you. So where you are taking care of yourself and really holding yourself in that kind of space and that kind of love and creating that cozy space within you. Because what it looks like is that the first thing is, you've come to another stage in your life, right? You're into a new cycle. So what might be happening right now is that you have elevated yourself to a point, or you've learned the lesson and you've moved forward into a new stage where maybe some of the people in the past aren't really on your level anymore, in the sense that, like, you know how sometimes people say you're not in the same arena, you're not on the same life path. It's just, you don't match up anymore. Maybe in the past you matched up and now you've gotten to the point where you've learned whatever lesson that was, you're ready for a new stage. And so it's really important that you step forward into that, because the following cards, it shows, like, you've got the Knight of Swords. We were just saying that's Mr. Gotta rush in, want to strike first, fast talker, you know, really trying to prove themselves. But you've also got the Queen of Pentacles reversed, right? And so what I always see the Queen of Pentacles as is kind of like the mentor, the teacher, someone, or the therapist, you know, someone who's always there. They're reliable. They're very grounded. And I think it's really important that you remember that you've learned the lesson already, and that you don't let a Knight of Swords come and turn you upside down and have you bending over backwards to be someone's therapist or someone's mother or someone's mentor, because you've learned the lesson already and you don't need that in your space. It might feel like, you know, that you feel a little left out, that you feel out of the loop, that maybe you feel like everyone else is in a certain stage and why aren't I, you know? But I think what's really important with the Five of Pentacles is to notice that even though she's feeling alone, she really isn't. She's got the chameleon, she's got the butterfly, and, you know, the butterfly is that sign of hope. So she's not by herself. Sometimes when you're not in the room, it's because you're not meant to be in that room. You're meant for something else. And I think it's really important that you kind of lean into this space and really prioritize the caring for yourself, because if you push and you push just to be with someone so that you don't feel like the Five of Pentacles, again, the Seven of Swords has come up, you might end up putting yourself into a position where, because you just want to be with someone or just that person that you've decided, like, it needs to be that person, and the lesson, the cycle hasn't registered, you might just fall into the same cycle again where, you know, it's not what's best for you. You're kind of robbing yourself of what you could have because you could do better, you know? And so I think 3 months isn't a long time. It's just 12 weeks. And I would personally take the time to be that person for yourself just for 12 weeks, just till the new year. Just commit to being like, what does Jackie want? You know, who am I? What am I okay with and what am I not okay with? And what makes me feel safe within myself? Just for that period, I would really focus on really leaning into what do I want, so that when someone comes along, you don't find yourself, first of all, you won't feel like this anymore once you've had that a point in yourself where you've kind of made that safe and cozy space within you. You don't feel left out because you're with you. Who's better company than yourself, you know? And it's not forever. And it's just really important that you learn what's good for you, what's not good for you. You know, because we all know the stereotypical red flags, but when you want to be with someone for the rest of your life, there are some specific things that matter to you. And sometimes we focus too much on red flags and not enough on what are the things that make me feel safe? How can I identify green flags in people? You know, when I meet someone and I'm saying, oh, this is good. Like, this is not just that they look good on paper. This is someone who is good for me and for my energy and for my space. So I would say really focus on being that person for yourself, and telling, you know, really identifying what I love, what I don't love, what I'm okay with, what I'm not okay with, and who makes you feel safe? Who are the kind of people that make you feel loved and make you feel safe? And it'll help you identify in the future the difference between, you know, you got the Seven of Swords and the Knight of Swords, the difference between someone just rushing in and being like, hello, I would like to be here, and someone that you invite in and someone who is reverent of your space and of your heart.
Love it. Well, and I think we should note it just from us doing these few little readings, and also from the sessions I've had with clients in the last 2 weeks. And I'm curious what you think, Marlena, too.
Mercury.
Well, I think it's interesting that there's really a pause button for the rest of the year. There really is, you guys. Like, it just seems like, gosh, there's so much astrology, there's so much energy going on, there's so many things, events occurring. And so I really would take the next, and we have a pseudo grand cross going on right now today, actually. We're doing this in the grand cross, which is pretty awesome. There is Mercury retrograde. It's the shadow months of the year energetically, the holidays, the US election. There's all these things. And so my point is, this is a time of shadow work and self-reflection.
Yes.
When you think of wandering witches today, when you think of the book of shadows, right? The book of shadows, mm-hmm. where you keep all your magical stuff, but it's also where you put in your self-inquiry, your self-reflection. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's important to stop right here and now and say, don't try to do a bunch of stuff between the end of the year that isn't self-development. So I think do self-development, do self-inquiry. Mm-hmm. Do some self-reflection, practice yoga, meditate. Yeah, exactly. Because I just think trying to create something in the middle of this energy.
And it's so chaotic. It's so chaotic. So whatever, I feel the same way. Like there have been a lot of people like asking me questions about certain personal things too. And I'm like, I'm just going to see how these things, like I'm working on things, but I'll see how it goes. Like I'm not trying to, there's so much energy going on right now. You don't want to just be adding push and force to everything else, you know? So that's kind of why it's really important to be looking inward, to be taking those deep breaths, because there's so much swirling energy anyway. Do you really want to be pushing and pulling on top of that? It's like whatever comes out of it is going to feel forced if you're not careful. So it should just all be coming from, like a peaceful, not rushed place. And like you said, doing the work so that you don't feel the need to rush, you know?
Totally. Like slow it down. Reflect. I'm doing it too. I'm way slowing my schedule down. I'm pretty excited. So Angie asked about, you know, what happens if she continues with this path of learning theta healing. And I pulled it from my mystical human oracle deck that I love.
I have that too. Love that.
And I love the card that I pulled. So the card I pulled for you, Angie, is the blade. Yeah. Mm. The blade. And I have some pretty interesting hits on. So the message in the book, I'm going to read that because I got a hit on it when I was reading it. So the blade represents sharpness of mind, body, and spirit. Pointing upward, it summons the power of heaven. When aimed down to the ground, it anchors the power of the heavens on earth. The blade can be a healing tool or a weapon. Wield it wisely and it will transmit power, bestow initiations, cut energetic cords from the past, or sever toxic relationships. Use it with anger and it will slash, stab, and kill. You are invited to draw your blade and use it. It is not auspicious to hesitate, to waste time in idle talk, or to hide from the inevitable. Heaven and earth are aligned to support you in claiming your power. So take decisive action, overcome your fear of hurting others, unsheath the blade and use it wisely. Love that message. But here's what I get for you, Angie. Number one, yes, continue this path of learning theta healing. And part of that, and don't delay, right? Because this is part of like, this is your tool. It's telling you this theta healing is one of your tools and to like go after it and don't delay. But it also talks about what you can do with the blade, which I think is in relation to your energy work. So you can bestow initiations, cut cords from the past, sever toxic relationships, all of those things. That's part of what healing is about. However, overcome your fear of hurting others just jumped out to me. And of course, healing isn't going to hurt others, but giving messages of truth is not easy. It's the hardest part of healing. It's the hardest part of reading. It's the hardest part of being a wise woman, right? Is sharing that information. So what I get from all of this is either you have a fear of not being accepted by your peers or your family, or you have a fear of, you know, hurting somebody by giving information, or what if it's not true or real or whatever it is that's going on, whatever those tapes are that are playing your head. I say, keep doing it, go for it. And, you know, as far as continuing on that path and what it looks like, I think you're going to be delivering truth and helping people heal and free themselves from toxicity. And that's not an easy job, but don't give up. So that's the message I got for you. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. Did we answer Gwen about her job and the future?
I don't think so. I'm like, up to see what else.
Okay. Well, I pulled some cards for Gwen. And so I think it's pretty interesting. I divided them into sections again. So I think the stage that you're in right now it seems like maybe at work you're not feeling very seen, or you're not feeling like it's something that you connect with very well, or like it's purposeful for you. Or maybe it's something you thought would be purposeful, but it's just not working out the way that you thought it would be. You're not feeling very visible. Maybe people aren't acknowledging your talent if you're good at your job, and it's just like, why can't my boss see that I'm really good at my job and I'm trying? And the other card I pulled for this section is the Queen of Swords. So that was, you know, what came up on top. So it might be that you have someone who's very, logically thinking, perhaps kind of snippy or, snarky, you know, they're not very considerate with how they word things to people. I'm trying to think of every other word except the word that's commonly used for the Queen of Swords, which is not appropriate. But, you know, you might, she's not very nice and it rhymes with witch. But it might not be a girl. I'm just saying it's that kind of energy that, you know, you might have going on in your office. It might be your boss. It just might be somebody who's working with you. But that you're kind of dealing with that kind of energy right now. And what it might require, funnily enough, sometimes the medicine is kind of using the same thing. So perhaps what you need to do is be a bit more vocal with what you want. Don't be afraid to be more clear and be visible and say what you need and be direct with people. If you're not feeling seen, make yourself seen, you know? And so that's that section that you're in right now, maybe. And the next one, it seems like it's kind of a similar issue where you're feeling maybe a little disappointed with how things are going, because you've also got the Eight of Wands reversed. So it might be that things aren't moving as quickly as you expected them to. And you're feeling a lot of disappointment. And what's really important to understand with the Three of Swords is that it's a disappointment, but it's not going to kill you. You know, it's one of those things that you get wounded and you learn from the wound, you heal from it and you grow from it. And so it's not to say that, you know, you should quit because things aren't moving as quickly as they should in your mind. But it is natural for you to maybe feel a little disappointed in the way that things are going. So finally, we have the Lovers and we have the Eight of Cups. So to me, I'm seeing all of this stuff that's going on with either the job that you're in or, you know, what you're going after. It could be that you've been looking for a job and you basically haven't been able to find a job as quickly as you wanted to. But the Lovers is, you know, we often relate it to real relationships, but sometimes it's about balancing opposites and sometimes it's about options and temptation. So I'm thinking that there's going to be a job offer coming. And you're going to have to decide which way you want to go. Do you want to go with that new job or do you want to walk away? And that's going to be basically the place that you're in. And you're going to have to consider, you know, are you going to go with the temptation? You really are going to have to pay attention and see, is this a better offer? So just because if you've been unhappy or if you've been itching for something new, you don't necessarily need to jump at the, like, don't immediately say yes. Like, make sure that you do your background checks, that this is a situation that you want to go into, that it is any different. If you're in a place where you kind of have a toxic work environment, you always assume that anywhere would be better than here, but that's not always the case. So it's really important that you see the opportunity, because it is an opportunity, but you make sure that it's a balanced place that you're going into, that it's better than where you're coming from. And then you can make that decision. You know, do I stay or do I walk away? And I think the Eight of Cups also represents turning inward to yourself and asking yourself how you feel about things. So before you do anything, like I said, no knee-jerk reactions, no, yes, I'm ready to go, like I quit today. Don't do any knee-jerk reactions like that. Like, really do some reflection. Ask yourself, really, what is the problem here? Like, what is the issue with why things aren't moving forward? And because sometimes it's important, like maybe another job won't fix that feeling. You know, you really want to get to the deepest part of that emotion, whatever that personal myth is. Because sometimes it's just a toxic work environment, but sometimes if it's a personal myth, that work problem is going to be one of those work problems that follows you places, because it may not be the company. You know, it's the work that you need to do within you so that you can move forward, so that you can get things moving, so that you can have the star the right way up and people can see, oh my gosh, she's really good at what she does. We need to hire her. We need to get her moving, promote her, let her move. You know, all those kinds of things where you're not feeling stuck in place. You're not feeling disappointed. You really need to figure out where that's coming from and make sure that it's not just something that's manifesting itself and saying, well, it must be this job that's the problem and not the inner work that I need to do. Like we were saying, it's that shadow time of the season. Perfect time to do some shadow work. Look at the things you don't want to look at. And just make sure that if you do leave the job, because I'm still saying, I think this is opportunity on the horizon, whereas you have a choice between two things. But you want to make sure that you're in a level-headed space and that you make an informed decision and not, you know, Adam and Eve just passionate, like, I'm going to eat the apple, you know, just immediate, just do it. Like, you don't want to be in that space. You want to be mindful. You want to be the angel, you know, just take a second, have some temperance, you know, really think ahead of where you want to be in the future and make the decision from there and from that informed place that you did your journaling from.
Love it. So Marcus is asking about a loan on a house, and I'm telling you what, Leon, this is a definite yes, and I'm going to walk you through why. So here's where you are right now, Marcus. You are the King of Pentacles, and you totally are the King of Pentacles, and that's in a place. The King of Pentacles is someone who's in a position of power and strength when it comes to business dealings and finances. So you are in a position of strength in this situation. Even if you don't feel that way, you actually hold power. What is above you that you can't control is celebration. So it's set to go. It is totally set to go. And what's influencing you is the Ace of Pentacles, which is money.
Wow.
I know, right? New beginning around money. This is your influencer. The getting this loan is influencing you. You have everything in your path, and this is where you're headed. Happy family. There's your home with your kids.
Go market.
I mean,
life is good.
And what's interesting is your answer is the Queen of Wands. So the Queen of Wands, she's got her little black cat. She's very mystical. She's all about manifestation. So I would say, yes, you're going to get this loan. You have the number 10, which could still be the month of October, T-minus 11 days left. But you also have the Queen of Wands. So the females involved with buying this house are the ones who have the most power, and it's up to them to do that. Magic manifestation, however, it's up to you too. So I would say your answer is do the magic, do the manifestation, trust in it. But geez, I couldn't have asked for a better reading for a loan. I mean,
yeah.
For a heck yes. Did we pull for Cher or for Colorado Herbalist for Cheryl?
I don't think so. Okay, I can do that one if you want to do.
I did. And
oh, you're going to do it?
But I didn't know if we'd done it or not. So who do you want to pull for? And I can share the Colorado Herbalist message. She asked about her exit plan from work. And I thought I'd pull two cards, and two like fell out of the deck like while I was pulling the cards. It's like pretty crazy. And then the messages are even crazier. So the cards that fell out were the Hummingbird.
I love this deck so much.
I know, me too. And the Journey. And like they're literally the same message. So the Journey says this is time to embark on the great journey. Do not linger in the port when distant shores are calling. It's kind of like,
ooh.
Oh, fearlessly draw your own navigational charts as you discover the route. So there's your answer right there. It's your own navigational charts, right? So, and it's saying how you discover the route. So it's kind of like if your decision is to leave and to exit where you are, it's almost like you're going to discover how to do it as you're doing it. It's like the journey is the destination, right? It says, when the time is right, as it is now, you will be led true, even when you are not sure where you are going. Okay. So that's like, but then the Hummingbird says, the buzzing you feel is the sound of your hummingbird wings preparing you to say yes to a new adventure. It's like literally the same. This is not the time to linger on what has gone wrong, but to trust in the rightness of the moment and take bold action. Trust that success is assured, even if you must face tests and challenges to reach your destination. I just thought that was epic. Like they fell out. I did not pull them. And they literally mean the same thing. So Colorado Herbalist, your exit plan will, I think your exit plan will unfold as you exit. So I think it's really more about making a decision about when you want to leave and just starting to take the steps. You know, it's kind of like if you want to move, you can't really go anywhere with a move until you start looking for homes or neighborhoods or whatever you're doing. You have to go take the steps. So it's almost like, well, if I leave, I have to figure out health insurance. So go figure that out. Oh, if I leave, mm-hmm. I have to figure this out. Go figure that out. How much do I have to have saved? Like, I don't know. It just seems like it's all the messages are pointing to like, get the heck out of there. That's what it is.
Okay. So I think I'm going to let you do. Taylor Ann was asking about health reading, and I don't normally do health reading. So I'll let you do that one.
Okay.
But Sunshine Girl asked if there's any love coming her way in the near future. So I pulled some cards for you. And really what I'm seeing is yes, but you got to do the work first. So, and it might not be who you've been expecting, because the first card I pulled is the Seven of Pentacles reversed, right? And the Seven of Pentacles is all about, you know, knowing when to harvest what you've been working on, right? And you've put work into growing something, being patient, understanding that roots are growing. You know, you don't just plant a seed and come back tomorrow, and if the tree isn't there, then it's a dud seed, you know? Things take time. But sometimes you need to know when, you know, it isn't going to grow, when it isn't going to work out. Maybe you've been in a situation where you've kind of been waiting for someone to come around, or you've been like, oh, it's just not the right time, or, you know, he doesn't know yet, or something like that. It might not be the person that you've been expecting, and it might be important for you to recognize when it's worth, you know, knowing when to pluck something, waiting for when it's ripe, and when it's really just you're standing around for something that isn't really going to serve you. And I think with the Seven of Pentacles, it could be a good time to look within and be like, is this really a viable option? How long have I been waiting? Has anything changed? Have there really been any factors that have been preventing what could have been moving forward? Or is it just not meant to move forward? So I think that's an interesting question to ask with that person. Because of course, you know, as they say, there are many fish in the sea. But it looks good, because the next card you got was the Nine of Cups, which is all about wish fulfillment. So that's, it seems like if that's what you're wanting right now, is that, you know, happy-go-lucky kind of love, is that it seems like, especially with this deck in particular, he's looking for a fish, and look, he's just got a whole school to pick from. So it's not something that you need to feel like, if I don't get this guy, that's it. And, or girl, you know, if I don't have this person, I have nobody. You got a whole school of fish, and they're all golden. And, you know, you have many options. And like I was saying with the other readings, any relationship's going to take work. You can turn anything into something good. But what's important, like I was saying, doing the work first, is that what you need to look out for is two things. The first one is the Devil. So understanding what kind of maybe bad habits, if you lean toward people who, you know, you have to do some work on, or people who kind of rely on you or manipulative, keeping an eye out for that you don't need that in your life. And you can always get out. You know, you can crawl out of there with the Rider-Waite deck. You know, they can always just take the chains off. So it's being aware that even though it may feel like someone is controlling you, you're the boss, right? And so being aware that don't let anybody play with your heart. You have control over your own heart. And then remembering also, don't enter into anything. If you're pulling more than your weight, if you feel like you're carrying the relationship entirely, you're carrying the relationship on your back, which is, you know, to me, what I see is there being a connection between these two, is you've been waiting, you've been watering, and nothing's growing. You know, you've been putting energy into this thing and nothing's coming out of it. It's the same kind of energy here where it's like, yes, she can carry the whole city on her back. Should she have to carry the whole city on her back by herself? No. So just remember that there are literally plenty of fish in the sea. And you have lots of options to pick from. And with that in mind, like really honestly believe that. And with that in mind, you'd be able to protect yourself from falling into the hands of someone who's playing with your heart. And you will know, I don't need to do all of the work every time because I have options. You know, so I see there being lots of options for you in the next few months, but be selective. You got a whole candy store of options to pick from. Be choosy. You don't need to pick the first one that comes in the door. Be choosy. Make sure that you're not the only one doing the work. Don't wait for this person anymore. If they come in, they come in. But don't stop holding the space. Stop holding a seat for someone who doesn't want to sit there. Okay? Because you have so many other people who do want to sit there. And just make sure that you are choosing someone who's going to help you carry the load, or someone who won't just give you stuff to carry, period. Just make sure that you're aware and you believe you have options. And the second you believe you have options and you know what you like, you're going to have a much better, much healthier relationships, because you won't find yourself just falling into the first person who shows up. But there will be people showing up. So get ready.
Oh my God, that was an awesome reading. I love that reading. That's so good.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. You guys, an hour, it just flies by. I think
what? Oh my goodness.
One more. I'll do Taylor's and you do one more. And then oh my gosh. So we love this, and I know you guys love this. So it's so fun. So Taylor, I know you were asking about the recovery of your elbow and your shoulder. When I looked at your recovery, it's very emotional. So I would say your recovery is going to feel slow, even if it's not, simply because it looks like you're pretty emotional. So I don't know if you're just laid up and feeling depressed or feeling like you can't do anything. So just from looking at this, I would say don't make things more difficult on yourself than they need to be. Don't overcomplicate things. Like, you really do need to slow down, take rest. And this says you're avoiding that. Like, you're avoiding slowing down because there's something going on emotionally back here in your subconscious that you don't want to deal with. And by slowing down and sitting and resting and recovery, something is bubbling up to the surface. So it actually looks very emotional. On a physical level, it looks like within 8 weeks, you're going to feel good, but it's really going to be 4 months of recovery. So wherever you're at in the process of, I'm assuming you had a surgery or procedure, because I see that in the cards. So whatever happened with that, I would say you're looking at a 4 month recovery time. It's going to be February before you're like doing sport or athletic activity, but really 8 weeks. So you're going to be feeling better. The most important thing is for you to really deal with whatever's coming up for you emotionally in this recovery process, and to give yourself permission to recover, to rest, to take care of yourself. That's super, super important. You actually have the Hermit and the Eight of Cups, and both of these cards are really about self-reflection, introspection, taking a spiritual journey, a retreat. So man, you got to calm down, get chill, allow your body to heal, and really look at what you've been distracting yourself from. You know, oftentimes we have injuries to our body to make us stop. So I would ask yourself, why am I having to stop? And how do I move forward from here? I think that's really important. The Four of Wands is actually your recovery answer. So you're going to recover just fine. It doesn't look like there's any complications here. The hard part is giving yourself permission to recover, is what I would say. So that's my answer to that.
All right. Okay. Alejandra, I hope I said her name right. She was wondering if we could give her any insight as to why her ex is back after 2 years of not speaking. Can she trust him? So I did a spread that I normally use. It is more along the lines of like, what are the chances here? What's really going on? What are the motivation, and how do you feel about each other? You know, more than just, you know, taking a peek into them, really seeing how you two connect together as a couple. So as far as like why he's coming back, how he feels about you, I got the Six of Wands reversed. And, you know, Capricorns like to win. And whatever happened with you guys, I think he kind of feels like it was a loss. It was a, you know, it wasn't a victory. It was something that didn't work out. And maybe he feels like there is some unresolved business that you guys had, or maybe he doesn't like the way that it ended on his part. Like, whose decision was it for you guys to not speak? Did you decide that that you weren't going to speak to him? You know, it seems like he doesn't really like how things ended, that it felt like, you know, you put a lot of work into it and it still fell apart. And there might be an urge to like resolve that. Now, whether or not that is intention for like a long-term relationship, or it's just that I want things to end the way I wanted them to end, we're going to look into that. So the way you feel about him is the Sun reversed. So the fact, it's perfectly reflected by the fact that you're asking this question. You don't really have clarity on him anymore. You know, you kind of feel like not everything, not all of his intentions are in the light. That's why it's reversed. You know, you're not really sure what he wants. If it's just him being ambitious, you know, Capricorns and wanting to win again, like if it's more of a proving something to himself, or if it's about you, you're not sure what his purpose is. He's not being fully transparent with you in your opinion. So as far as like how, what the problem is with him maybe is that it's the Queen of Pentacles. So it might be that he's leaning on you, or maybe he's coming back because you are familiar and you were someone that he saw as, you know, like I was saying, I always think of the Queen of Pentacles as almost like a therapist. So someone that he could emotionally lean on, someone who would take care of him, a familiar face, someone that's grounded. That might be part of the reason why he's feeling drawn to you again. And your problem is, of course, you're looking at this very logically. You're kind of cynical at this point because you're like you said, it's been 2 years. Why are you back? Like, you're not going at this initially with your emotions because it's unusual and you're trying to make sense of why, what is the purpose? What is the intention? What is the logic behind this dude popping back up in my inbox? And that, you know, obviously those are two totally different sides because it's like he's looking for emotional care and you're already trying to, you know, put the numbers together and being like, make this make sense. And so that's already a little bit of conflict. So the likely outcome or a potential short-term outcome is the Knight of Cups. So there is vulnerability in this card. So I don't think it's something that it's like, you know, he's straight up coming back to intentionally do something bad. Like there's vulnerability. There is perhaps not a plan. So that is your decision. If you know that he's not coming back with a real intention, it's just like, I want to come back to see how the feelings are. I don't know. Of course, that's your place with your own boundaries to decide if you want to reopen that place in your heart for like a, well, maybe let's try it again and see if it works out. You know, if you've certain, you don't feel like you can do that to yourself again, that's up to you. But it does feel like there's some vulnerability on his part, that it's not, you know, it's not the Seven of Swords. It's not just coming in to swoop away something. But as far as the advice goes, I would pay attention to your finances. So, and maybe his finances too. Like, are you someone who is, you know, financially set, and maybe he's come on hard times and he knows that you're financially set, and maybe it's more like he's looking again for that Queen of Pentacles, that person to lean on, and you don't want your, you know, to be taken advantage of in that sense. So it would still be vulnerable, but you just want to make sure, like you said, his intentions are pure. And if it's the other way around, if it's something like you, maybe you're not in the best financial times and he is, you want to make sure that you're not using that security as a reason to get back with him. Because at the end of the day, you can always, you know, make yourself secure. It's not a good reason to get back into a relationship with somebody. And it's not strong glue. I mean, it's not the best glue. It might be strong, but it's going to cause problems in the future. So, yeah, that would be my advice on that, is that he seems like he's coming back with some vulnerability, but it's still something that you should pay attention to. The why, and it might have something to do with money, and it might have to do with your choice of going back with him if he's someone who's secure. And make sure that the money is not the motivation, because that's not a good motivation to get in a relationship. And then it's really up to you that, yes, he's being vulnerable, but just because someone's being vulnerable, you do not owe him another chance. You only give him that other chance if you feel ready in your own space to reopen that door. Just because he's being genuine does not mean that you need to give him another shot, okay?
Love it. Oh my gosh, you guys, it's been an hour and I love all of you, and you guys have had so many great questions. And Marlena and I are back next month, and then we're taking December off, and then we're going to kick it off in January. So don't worry, Tarot Tuesdays is going to be continued. And for those of you who are new, by the way, welcome, and don't forget to click subscribe if you haven't already. I'm terrible at saying that, so I'm going to say that today. But for those of you that are new, Marlena and I do this the third Tuesday of every month, and we read as many people as we can in the hour, and you just throw your questions in here. And so it has been fast and furious hour, I feel like. We're going to be back. So I have an idea. Why don't you guys keep throwing your questions in the comments, and maybe we'll do some fun, like random answering of those during the November Awakening event. What do you think?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And so if you've not registered for the November Awakening, go to oneheartoneearth.net. Marlena has a presentation. It's amazing. I have my brand new documentary, Awakened Grace, is my offering for the event, and part two will be premiering on November 1st. So get ready for that. So again, go to oneheartoneearth.net. We have all sorts of great stuff in there. Marlena, what do you want to share? Is what's going on? What do you want to share?
With everybody? So if anybody, you know, that I read for today, if you want to get any more in depth or anything, I do PDF readings. So I do email readings and I also do Zoom readings. And right now, because I love me some Halloween, I'm doing a special. It's the 13 days of Halloween. All of my readings are 13% off. So if you want to make a booking, now's a great time. You can also get your gift cards for 13% off too. If you don't want to make your booking immediately, but you still want to have that option, you can do that. If you want more free content, then my Instagram is island.wise. And sometimes I do, you know, swipe reveals and little card pulls if you guys would enjoy that. But definitely, definitely tune in for that November awakening. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. And yeah, I can't wait to pull cards again for that.
Oh my God. So yeah, I think that'll be fun. So keep putting your questions in the comments on the video once it posts here, once we're off the live. And then what I want to share is I actually have my Ajanta Kasha community membership, and you have two speaker circles every month where I do live readings on Zoom for all of you that show up to the Seeker Circle. And I also do two divination classes every month where you learn how to read cards. And so tonight at 6 o'clock is actually our divination class. So for all of you who are already members, don't forget 6 o'clock Mountain Time, show up to class. And we are going to continue our journey. We're going through the royals, so like the kings, queens, and like—
what? Yeah, oh, that's an important class.
Oh my God, it totally is. So we're gonna be doing swords tonight. And for those of you who want to join the community, you just go to ajatakasha.com. It's down in the feed right now. And it's only $22 a month. It's $22.11 a month. And you get six.
And all that content.
Oh my God. You get six calls with me every month. Two divination classes, two moon ceremonies, full and new, and also two seeker circle. You also have access to all of my channel transmissions from the collective of the Golden Ankh. So it's totally worth it and awesome. And we will be back. I am back on Thursday with Cairo. If you guys are interested in Eastern medicine, he's fabulous. And then next week, fun Halloween paranormal stuff. And maybe Marlena, you and I will figure out something special Halloween, I think.
Sure.
Let's do it. And then
yeah.
November awakening. And
I'm so excited for it.
Yeah, if you're a member of Ajanta Kasha, you also have access to the Light Library, which means all 33 pre-recorded presentations are already in there, and you can start watching the November Awakening pre-recorded piece, and then we'll be live also for like 51 hours or some crazy thing. So anyway, I love you, Marlena. This is so
fun. I love you too. This is so much fun. I love being with everybody. Like the comments, I love this whole thing. It's always a highlight of my month.
It totally is. I just love it. And thank you to everybody who's joined in. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And have a great week. And I'll see everybody on Thursday. Bye.
Bye.